Ever wonder what's happening on the other end of the line?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear about all the work you have to do. Yeah? Uh-huh. What? No, every word.
So what we are setting up now is Jacob's Computer Science Senior Independent Work Project. I was carefully reading Jacob's final report earlier today. I was really moved by this one passage. It sums it up quite nicely. The computer access matrix activates the structural display deflector, which causes the lateral fusion panel to transport the electrical cluster along the Purcell phasor spectrum to the audio sensor cell transporter coil probe. Everyone with me? Awesome. But seriously, this is a super fly project that is going to turn the entire stage into an electronic drum machine. This little guy right here is what we call a sensor. It detects the vibrations from the stage as the balls hit the floor. It sends a signal to the computer. The computer recognizes the unique timing pattern and plays different drum beats based on the bounce juggling rhythm. Now, if you don't understand all this, that's okay. There's a reason why some of us are computer science majors and some of us are just regular jugglers. Just remember, the drum beats you hear come from the juggling and from the computer program, not from a drum set hidden backstage. As cool as that would be, and it would be a lot easier to set up. Take it, you ready? Awesome. Take it away.
Okay, I'm going to begin with a quick demonstration of how I can control the tempo of the drums by changing the speed of the juggling. Now I'm going to demonstrate a few of the different patterns that the computer can recognize with the juggling and the drum sounds that will play based on those patterns. And now together we're going to show you how this might sound in an actual orchestra. Where you come in.
And now for something completely different.
Thank you.